Everybody has got a piece of paper, I hope, by now, yes? Right, can you take this corner, this one, and fold it neatly to that there so you've got a point. So you finish up with like a sail. You should finish up with a piece of paper looking like that. Right, when you've done that, take this top corner and fold it to there, so you've got a house. I'll let you into a secret. I did this with the ladies' group at Lancaster Road and they got in a terrible mess. So you should finish up with a house. Right, now take your house and fold it in half and make an aeroplane. Don't bend the wings down. You should finish up with a piece of paper like that. Right, you've all got scissors. Take your scissors and be careful because bits will drop off. And about inch and a half in, if you're not sure, some of the scissors have got measures on the, about inch and a half in, cut them. You should be left with that. Two pieces like that. And two small pieces like that. If you haven't, you've done something wrong. Take your big bit and unfold it. And you should finish up with a cross. Now, if you've ever been to York Minster, you'll find in there half of their crosses have Jesus still hanging on them and half of them are empty, and this is to show that Jesus died on the cross on the Friday, but by the Friday night it was empty, as our cross here is. Oh, you haven't got one here, I can't see it, but our cross at Ponder's End is empty because Jesus is no longer on it. Now take one of your long bits and fold it in half from top to bottom. From top to bottom. And cut it in half. Sorry? You should have two bits, tall bits. Just take one of them and cut it in half from top to bottom. So you've got two bits now. Now cut those two bits from top to bottom again, so you finish up with four bits. You should finish up with four bits. If that bit is the cross, anybody tell me what these four small bits are? That's it. They're the nails. They're the nails. They're not pretty nails that nail Jesus to the cross like we buy in B&Q or Homebase today, nice and smooth and round and shiny. They're long, about 6 inches long or maybe longer, just flat bits of metal with a point hammered on one end and just hammered in. Not nice at all. I heard a story of a little girl who teacher said to the class one day, "I want you to paint a picture, a Bible picture, any picture you want." So the teacher let them get on, and as they painted their picture, she walked around, and some of the children had done Moses in the bulrushes. Others had done David defeating Goliath. Others had done Jesus walking on the water. And eventually she came to one little girl, and she'd done Jesus hanging on the cross. And she stopped and she looked and she thought, what can I say about this? You know, what? And after a while she thought, she said, "Very good picture," I forget the girl's name, "very good picture, but you forgot to show the nails." And the little girl looked straight at the teacher and said, "Miss, you've got it all wrong. It wasn't the nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was his love for us." As a hymn, the second verse goes that. It wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. It was God's love for us that held him there. So the teacher didn't quite know what to do. So she walked away thinking about it. That's good. So we've finished up. We've got one nail left. One long bit of paper. Anybody tell me what that represents? Well, Pilate, do you remember, had a notice made. It said, let me read it so I make sure I get it right. It says, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." So he had a sign made, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And with the last nail, he had it nailed on top of the cross above Jesus. And as I said, it said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." He'd written it in three languages: Aramaic, Roman, or Latin, and Greek. Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Why the three languages? Well, Aramaic was the language of the street, the everyday language that you used in the market and when you were talking to your friends, the sort of language we use today. He had it written in Latin because that was the language of the Romans, the language of power, the language of authority, the language of oppression. He also lastly had it written in Greek, because that was the language of learning. That was the language of knowledge, the language of debate, the language of philosophy. You see, Pilate had it written in those three different languages so everybody knew what they were doing. They were crucifying Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. Now, anybody got any ideas? You should have two little bits left. Anybody got any ideas what those two little bits are? Well, do you remember the story of Jesus at the cross? When he was taken to the cross, there were some soldiers there. And they took Jesus' garments and spread them amongst themselves, but he had an outer coat which was made in one big straight piece. In those days that was special. Normally stuff was woven about 2 inches wide and then sewn together, but this was made in one piece. So what did the soldiers do? Instead of tearing it up or dividing it amongst themselves, they cast lots or dice. You see, you've got the two dice. They threw dice for Jesus. If you read Psalm 22 and verse 18, we read this: "They parted my garments amongst themselves and cast lots or dice upon my outer garment or vesta." You see, Jesus didn't go to the cross because he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and got picked up by the authorities. It'd been planned long, long, long before Jesus was even born, that Jesus would have to go and die on that cross. God did it because he loved us. He loved the people then. He loves the people today. So when you go home, see if you can remember how to make your cross.